WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome listeners. This is Taylor Reed, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when your schedule is packed tighter than a clown car? You're juggling work, family, errands, maybe even squeezing in a workout or two, and by the end of the day, you feel more like an empty coffee cup than a thriving human being? Trust me, I get it. Life can be a whirlwind. But here's the thing. It's not about having more time, it's about making smarter use of the time we already have. And that's where self-care comes in. It's not selfish, it's essential. Today, we're diving into how to prioritize self-care even when your life feels like a non-stop marathon. First up, ditch the all-or-nothing mindset. Think of self-care as little acts of kindness you do for yourself throughout the day. It doesn't have to be a weekend spa retreat, although those are amazing. It could be taking 5 minutes to stretch, enjoying a cup of tea mindfully, or simply saying no to that extra commitment that will drain your energy. Remember, small steps add up to big results. Second, schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. You wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment, would you? Next up, tune into your needs. What truly recharges you? Is it reading a good book, listening to music, spending time in nature, or connecting with loved ones? Pay attention to what brings you joy and make space for those activities. You know that feeling when you're lost in a good book or enjoying a beautiful sunset? That's your soul saying, thank you. Let's talk about boundaries, people. It's okay to set limits and protect your energy. Saying, no, sometimes is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and self-respect. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Finally, be kind to yourself. We all have bad days, moments of stress, or times when we feel overwhelmed. It's okay. Give yourself grace and remember that progress is not always linear. Celebrate the small victories, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Ever felt like you're running on autopilot? Maybe you've been juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and trying to squeeze in some me time, but it feels more like a desperate scramble than a fulfilling life? I know that feeling all too well. Picture this. You're rushing through your morning, coffee spills down your shirt, classic. Phone is buzzing with emails, and you haven't even had a moment to breathe. Suddenly, your energy tank is on empty, your patience is wearing thin, and the simplest tasks feel overwhelming. Sound familiar? We all experience these moments, but here's the thing. We can choose how we respond. Instead of letting stress hijack our lives, let's reclaim our power and prioritize self-care. Think about it this way. Your well-being isn't a luxury, it's an essential investment. Remember those five key takeaways? Well, let's bring them to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling two jobs, school pickups, and trying to keep her house from descending into chaos. She constantly feels like she's playing catch-up, running on empty, and snapping at everyone around her. Sound familiar? Sarah decides to make a small change. She starts by scheduling 15 minutes each morning for herself, just her and her cup of tea, enjoying the sunrise and practicing some deep breathing exercises. Then, she sets boundaries with work calls after dinner, dedicates an hour on Friday nights for a fun activity with her kids, and finally schedules a monthly massage to unwind and relax. These small shifts make a big difference. Sarah finds herself with more energy, patience, and even joy in the everyday chaos. She's not just surviving, she's thriving. So, what's your takeaway? Remember, prioritizing self-care isn't about adding another item to your already overflowing to-do list. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Start small, schedule those mini breaks, tune into your needs, set boundaries, and be kind to yourself. You deserve it. Ready to unlock your mental fortitude? Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of resilient, empowered individuals who prioritize their well-being every single day. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.